this episode of The Commercial Break.
And there is a dad there, and he's got two children, and he's got his children in the showers, and he's giving them a full shower. He's got a bar of soap, shampoo, a conditioner, and a toothbrush. And he's telling them to take a full... That's not the intended use of the shower.
Right.
It's not to replace the shower at your home. It's just a rinse-off. It's a spritz, if you don't mind, right? I mean, I could even go with, okay, shampoo, all right. Okay, you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were going somewhere afterwards.
Maybe.
And they needed to be like...
These didn't look like the kind of people who'd be invited anywhere. But okay. All right. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Where are you invited to? How did you get invited somewhere?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us. Update on the pool. The algae is winning.
That's the first thing I asked today when I saw you.
The algae is winning. It was bright blue yesterday, and it's turning back a little murky. I think for an hour there yesterday, like right before the sun went down, it almost looked clear.
In Esther the right light.
Like, yeah, no, in the right light, like no light. Esther goes...
After the sun went down,
it looked great. Yeah, it looked great. Esther goes, I think it looks better. And I'm like, it does. And then I woke up this morning and I'm like, ah. And I was explaining to Chrissy that the truth is that, you know, if you have any algae in your pool, any green in your pool on the walls or anywhere, really, it means there's not enough chlorine to fight the algae. So the algae is winning the battle already. You can't just have a little spot of algae you can clean up. You got to shock the whole thing. So there we go. Brian's back at Home Depot buying more acidic chemicals.
Are you part of their rewards
turpentine
program?
In there. Yeah, sure. I'm the only one who buys stuff at the pool section at Home Depot. They've had the same fucking chemicals there for 12 years. I swear to God they have. No one buys chemicals at Home Depot, except for Brian. Because I just don't want to go into that pool place again. That guy fucking screwed me last time.
Yeah,
I mean,
did.
I really spent a lot of money trying to get the pool straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent it in one direction, then he sent it in the other direction. Then I had to call the professionals to clean it up, which is exactly what will happen this time, too.
Right.
But at least I'll be like $150 in instead of like $1,250 in. So, you know, I'm going to get it right one of these days. You'd think after 10 years of owning this pool, I would have figured it the fuck out. But I have not at all figured out how to keep those chemicals in balance. But there's also salt, because there's a salt cell on it. So then you got to, you know, the salt turns into chlorine. So you got to know how much salt equals chlorine. But then is your salt cell working? Is it working effectively? I don't know. I don't know all this. What the heck? That's one... simple piece of the puzzle, I can probably figure it out. Multiple moving parts at the same time.
Right.
That's difficult.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I admire
it's
those
a
pool
whole
guys.
Dance.
Yeah. I admire those 27-something stoners who spend their entire weeknight drinking at the shadiest bar you've ever been to and then wake up in the morning and drag themselves from pool to pool, helping people, you know, have a good time. And it's almost guaranteed they do not have a pool. So they're just figuring it out as they go along, too.
True.
There must be like an apprenticeship program that these pool guys have, right? Like, you know, daddy pool teaches junior pool how to do it.
It must be, yeah, because I mean, come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen like learn how to clean a pool.
No.
Like courses.
No.
No. Or school for pools.
Yeah, school for pools would be a good thing. You know, but there's plenty of guys and girls out there who are making good money.
Yeah.
Cleaning pools. I mean, it's not cheap to get a pool person to come out there every week and maintain your pool for you. And that's just a pool in the backyard. Imagine all those. Like, there's a community pool here. It's probably three times the size of my pool. My pool's pretty big. It might be full Olympic size. And I watch them go through the machinations also, because I take my daughters and my son up to these, like, community activities, and the pool's right in the middle of the park. And so when they're in the activities, I'll go walk around and, you know, take a phone call or just whatever, just dick around. Try not to look creepy. You know, when you take your – there's like a gymnastics gym here in the town that I live in.
Yes.
And it's pretty famous, actually. They have like Olympians and college athletes who have won championships. They are known for their programs. And I will say this, and this is just – I'm just saying it. Take it on face value. I'm going to try and like, you know, dance along the edges here a little bit. There are kids from ages 3 to 18 years old who are in those programs. Mm-hmm. And the gym is huge and it's always filled with multiple classes and coaches and people, right, and, you know, collegiate athletes and high school athletes and little guys and girls running around just learning. And so I like to watch my daughters do gymnastics, but, you know, you don't want to like leer into the... I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to be that guy. So, you know, no. I'll look in. I'll
well, there's got to be other parents that are there watching too.
Lots of other parents. Yeah. But everybody knows there's one or two guys specifically that we're all looking out for. We don't know whose kids he's associated with. We're not as sure. There's one guy in particular, and he's just glued to those windows every time I go in. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Is there like a security of some sort?
No, there's not security.
Oh, anybody could just walk in.
There are a couple of older ladies who are, you know, monitoring all the situations. There's the coaches that are always there. They tend, almost all of the coaches are female, except for one or two. But, you know, we're not worried about them. Let's just be honest about it. And those ladies, they're older, and I think they have a finger on the pulse.
Sure.
I trust they've been taking care of my daughters since they were very young, and my son too. He was in gymnastics when he was real young, and so I trust them that if they see anything inappropriate or if they see anybody crossing the line, they're going to call that
lingering
out.
Lingering too long.
Yeah,
lingering.
They look like protective mamas, right? And they act like protective mamas. Really, I trust that they. When they have your children, they're protecting them as if they were their own. But that you can't stop someone from looking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's just one or two guys that are always seem to be there. And I'm just wondering, who are their children? And like they always seem to be looking.
Why don't you start up a conversation? Say, you know, who's your kid out there?
Who's your kid out there?
Yeah. Do you have a kid out there?
Well, I really like that one. But he always said, like, there are different parts of the gym that you can observe from different points.
Okay.
And there's different classes going on in different parts of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But these two guys, and the reason why it's suspicious to me is because these two guys seem to be looking at different parts of the gyms at different times. Uh-huh. And so if it's me, I'm just looking at the class my daughter's in. I have no interest in any other classes. Sure. And by the way, very impressive what some of these young kids are able to do at age 13, 14, 15 years old. They're doing flips 10, 12
high flying,
feet in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I am not staring at those children as if they were my own. There's my child, right? And now I can't even go to my child to look at my, because one of my kids who's a little bit older, she's like, you know, 5, 7 range years old.
Yeah.
We have a very fun relationship. So we're always having fun with each other. There's always a joke, or she's doing a flip on my shoulder. You know, mm-hmm.
That's been going on for years.
Yeah, I'm a gymnastics bar, basically.
Yeah, yes.
But then we have fun because we joke with each other. Well, now I think some of the other girls in her class have noticed how jokey she is with me. So the other girls are jokey with me too. There's a problem with that though, which is fine. Everyone's having fun. Everyone's having a good time. You know, high fives and all that other stuff. The problem is that when I go to the window, my daughter will run over to make jokes, and then other people in the class will come over to make jokes too. And those teachers who are just high school girls, right? They're like, fuck that guy. Can we get the old man out of the window? So I've learned to just like walk around the complex and not like be too much of a distraction mm-hmm. to anybody. But I'm keeping an eye on these two guys because I don't know. I don't trust. I'm looking at patterns and I don't see one that makes a lot of sense.
Keep us updated.
There's the pool. 3 football fields long, whatever it is, it's huge. And I notice that they are going through all the different machinations that I am too. They have the, you know, in the winter, they drain it and then they clean it. You know, someone mm-hmm. goes scrubbing it and deep fucking it. I don't know what the fuck they do. They're all in the bottom of the pool scrubbing it. I saw one day.
Yeah.
Then they're filling it back up with fire hoses, I might
right?
add. With fire. But they have got an actual like fire hydrant. In like a hydrant attached to the wall.
I've seen those.
Yeah, and they just put the hose in, and there it goes. And then I see them, you know, I see the pool turn a certain color over the winter, like it gets a little greenish, and then they drain it again, and then they fill it again, and then they, you know, they're always out there working on that pool. Someone's always out there doing something to that pool, or there's always a piece of machinery around it, like circulating
the water. It's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah. So who teaches those kids how to do it? Because it's got to be just kids, right? They're just like volunteer kids.
Yeah, it has to be passed down.
Yeah, you know, I used to, there was a like a neighborhood pool that one of my friends lived in a neighborhood. We used to go
I'm
to
I'm so his, curious now. Is there like a how to clean?
There's got to be.
I want to ask like.
Well, classes or, I mean, there's got to be one guy who has all the knowledge who passed it down to all the other guys.
Yes.
Right? That's got to yes. be how it. Yeah. One dude. I mean, pools have been around forever, since ancient, probably way before that, right? But who decided to make it crystal clear, and how did they figure out how to do the chemicals? And then they passed that down from person to person, and all of a sudden we got pool guys running around in little white vans mm-hmm. with their, you know, nets and big gallon boxes of chlorine. I mean, that those guys, once they get a hold of my pool, it's crystal clear. I got no problems. But
here we go. Here's something. It's okay. Something called Swim University.
Oh.
Says a beginner's guide to pool maintenance.
There you go. Okay. See? Okay. All
so
right.
Maybe there is.
Maybe that's what I need to read.
Yes.
Maybe I should ask ChatGPT.
Pool care basics. Swimmingpool.com.
Swimmingpool.com. I'm going yeah. there. I'm getting yeah. it. I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just ask the pool guy who comes to my house. Like, how the fuck do you do that? How do you keep it crystal clear? Like,
yes, you
like,
should ask.
How do you manage that?
Or but, at least ask, okay, so like coming out of winter, what's
yes.
the best routine?
What is the best routine coming out of winter
yes.
to manage the fucking science experiment that goes yes. on in my pool
yes.
every spring, because that's exactly what it is. And I'm not joking. But, you know, I go to these, like I was used to go to this neighborhood pool with my friend a lot, lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And there's a lifeguard that was almost always there, like at least on the weekdays, you know, 20 something lifeguard, always sitting mm-hmm. in the chair,
sure.
doing her thing. And then every hour, she would blow that damn whistle and we'd all have to get out of the pool. And then she'd go and she'd scoop it up and test the chemicals and all that. And then she'd put a little of this and put a little of that. I should have asked her. I should have been like, hey, what are you putting in the pool? And how does that manage the pool chemicals? Because I just...
Ancient Chinese
wisdom.
No, you would like to. Pool you would like to swim in without getting gonorrhea. Gonorrhea you have in your pool, yes?
She would probably just be like, they told me to put this in, so that's what I do.
That's exactly
sure
what she would
exactly
say.
Exactly what
yeah,
it is.
That's exactly what she would say. She'd be like, if it's this color, I put yeah, that in. If right. it's that color, I put that
right.
in. That's how you do it. And then the big, you know, pool boss daddy comes in and...
Godfather yeah. of the pool.
Yeah. Every Sunday night, he comes in with 10 gallons of chlorine. You wonder why, you know, there's a certain smell to almost every hotel you go to.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's bleach. That's the smell. The mm-hmm. smell you get is bleach. Unless you're going to like the Ritz-Carlton and then you, yeah. you know, you get the fancy smells. This is like a couple of people who were trying to sell hotel scents
yes.
at one time.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it was like a Spencer.
It was the celebrity yeah. or whatever.
Who's that guy that everybody hates? Spencer?
Yeah, like
Spence.
Heidi and
Heidi
Spencer.
Heidi and Spencer, yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah. But anyway, that notable smell that you smell in most hotels is chlorine. It's bleach, right? Essentially similar, I think, compounds, is mm-hmm. bleach and chlorine. And, you know, there's a reason why water parks, theme parks, and hotels all smell like that. It's because they just use an immense amount of the shit.
Yeah.
Because it's generally not harmful to humans unless you get it in your eye or down your throat, right? And so maybe that is the route that I should take with my pool. Take that damn salt cell off of it. I don't know. Somebody's going to have to come in and connect a hose or something and figure something out. But take the salt cell out of it and just dump chlorine in there every day or two. A lot of chlorine. And hope that my children
yeah.
don't get some terrible rash.
Right.
Some terrible
and that everybody's
burn.
Hair doesn't turn
a green.
Know, yeah.
yeah. No, it's, you can tell the difference, man. When it's our thing. Well, during the summer, mm-hmm. go out there 4 or 5 o'clock, hour or two, three sometimes of just letting them play in the pool. And that is instant good night for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Instant night bedtime for everybody.
Yeah, it's between
great.
The sun and then just the energy expended in the pool.
There's no combination for knocking out children better than Benadryl. It's sun and swimming.
Yeah.
That's it, right? And I would say to you that... when they go in the pool, I'm always telling my daughters, especially, get in the shower immediately. Go in that shower, put some shampoo on, get some conditioner in there, mm-hmm. because your hair is going to fry if you just keep swimming like that and all that chlorine. And then it gets, you know, I remember when I went to school with girls.
Yeah.
And during the summer, their hair would turn green because of how much chlorine was in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the salt cells. The chlorine is a little less, it's a little less harsh. But I do remember, one girl that I was like, you know, a girlfriend, boy, whatever, at 13 years old.
Yeah, you were going with her.
Yeah, going with her. And two summers in a row, her hair turned literally green.
Was she blonde?
She was.
Yeah, that's
blonde.
It happens with the blonde.
Yeah, that's a shame. Got to figure out, can they like non-green hair bleach? Maybe that's my big invention for the world. How to clean your pool without turning your hair green at the same time. That, maybe that's my gift to God. Or some kind of shampoo that turns it back blonde.
Yeah, there is. There's that stuff out there.
I think if you just took a shower every time after you get out of the water, then you would be okay. You know, we take them to the swimming classes, right?
Or wear the cap.
Yeah, you could wear the cap, I guess. But that's not, no one wants to wear a cap. It's unattractive. It's hard to put on. It's harder to take off. It really doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not the best look. You know, you look at those swimmers, like, you know, all those famous swimmers that are out there on the U.S. Olympic team, and they're wearing two or three of those caps.
Mm-hmm.
They put them on just so they get a half a millisecond faster because of all the aerodynamics, water dynamics, whatever you call it. We take them to the swim class, you know, throw them in the water, hope that they don't drown, you know, teenage kids with your child's life in their hand. And it's an indoor swimming facility, and then they have they have like four pools indoors, and then they have showers in every one of the pools.
Oh, it's indoors.
It's indoors.
Ooh,
yeah,
that
smell. Woo! There's an immense amount of chlorine being used in those pools, and I'm okay with that. Like, when you got so many kids in the pool.
Exactly.
They're all peeing and shitting in the pool. You know they are. They got like kids like 1 year old, you know, in the pool. Don't tell me there's not a little pee-pee poo-poo in that pool, because I know there is.
Right.
The fecal content up there is up there. So keep putting chlorine in there. I don't care. Whatever. So after they get done, like, we keep telling the kids, you know, go run and get in the shower.
Mm-hmm. Rinse off. Do a good rinse at least.
So like 2 weeks ago, my two of my daughters go to their class. It's like a Saturday morning. And I say, hey, come on, girls, let's go take a shower. I even brought some, you know, towels and a little change of clothes. You know, hey, let's take a shower.
Yeah.
And there is a dad there, and he's got two children, and he's got his children in the showers, and he's giving them a full shower. He's got a bar of soap, shampoo, a conditioner, and a toothbrush. And he's telling them to take a full, that's not the intended use of the shower.
Right.
It's not to replace the shower at your home. It's just a rinse off. It's a spritz, if you don't mind, right? I mean, I could even go with, okay, shampoo, all right. Okay, you know.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were going somewhere afterwards.
Maybe.
And they needed to be like,
these didn't look like the kind of people who'd be invited anywhere. But okay. All right. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Where are you invited to? How did you get invited somewhere? I was really irritated. I wanted to say something, but
I didn't. You were really irritated because he was doing it in general, or just because it was taking up some showers?
Well, I had to wait for
him
to give his daughters a full shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the people behind me too. And everybody was kind of like,
right. No, you need to do a quick
rinse. No, hey, Bob.
Then.
Yeah.
People are in line.
Exactly. Go get a hotel room. If you need, I mean, whatever your situation is.
I don't know if get a hotel is the right.
That's right.
Terminology for that situation.
Well, okay, you get what I'm saying. Find another shower that's more appropriate. Why, you got to use up all our shower time, you know, with your whole toothbrush? Really? A toothbrush?
Yeah, the toothbrush.
Yeah.
In the shower?
In the shower. Listen, I toothbrush in the shower.
No, I toothbrush in the shower too, but not while other people are waiting.
No, certainly
you
not.
Can certainly do that at the sink.
I'm glad he decided to keep their clothes on. Like, I mean, their bathing suits on. Like, honestly, this was like a level of showering I haven't seen in one of these places before. It always weirds me out. Like, I go to the gym, you know, and I see the guys who got like the full shower gear. They're ready to, like, I can understand. I guess in that situation, you just worked out, you're hot and sweaty, you got to go back to the office or whatever.
Right.
You need to clean yourself up. But I just don't know. I'm just not convinced to be taking a shower at the Crunch Fitness. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know. How often do those showers get cleaned?
Well, I was going to say, you probably want shower shoes with
for
that.
For sure.
Yeah.
You want shower boots.
Right.
You want like rain boots.
Right.
You know? You want, I think I want a wetsuit while I'm doing that shower. Because I know guys. And I know what they're up to. I don't know. There's a guy in there probably with his phone like, oh,
God.
You know it's true. You know it's got to. Listen.
At the crunch fitters.
Yeah, guys are weird. I mean, we're weird in general. We're a weird species, subspecies of humanity. Mm-hmm. And I just don't trust guys, other guys, when they're showering like that. I say, hey, no, no. I go in my own shower.
You love your own shower.
My own shitter. Yeah, those two things I want. Listen, I went to New York the other day. I had two hotel rooms by myself.
Yeah.
And I felt weird about showering and using those restrooms. I was like, well, I guess I have
really?
To.
Really?
A little bit. Like, I look at the, you know, now they put the shampoos and the conditioners, they hang them on the wall. And, you know, you used to get a little bottle. It was your bottle and you had a cap.
Yeah, I bring my own. But because I'm a girl and I've got special lotions and potions.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I'm not, you know, traveling with shampoo. That's just not my thing. But maybe I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd make you feel better.
Astrid got the little airplane containers.
Yes. And then so you can just fill up your own.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Do that.
As I ponder my travels coming up.
Yes.
I think I'm going to get my own shampoo and conditioner, a bottle, unless I'm just staying at a really nice hotel, which, you know, I probably won't have that kind of luck. So, I'll probably be at the...
At least you're not driving again.
The Hojo in Soho. Yeah, no, that's true. At least I'm not driving again. But plane flight confirmed, and I'm glad about that.
Okay, good.
But, you know, I think, really, like, I look at those containers that are sitting on the wall, and I think to myself, anybody could open those containers and do anything with those containers. They could put anything in those containers. Do I trust that I want to squirt some shampoo out of my hand?
But, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really use them. But
yeah. Listen, at Disney, they're locked. And I appreciate that. They're locked. You can't get in. You can't take the cap off.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you have a special, like, key. Now, I'm sure if someone is really nefarious, they could figure out how to get into a shower lock, a shampoo lock. But I appreciate that you have to go the extra step.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You have to actually pick it.
Yeah, I stopped at a Hyatt or a Hilton or whatever I was on the way back in Fairfax. A really nice, you know, old hotel, but nicely renovated. You know, rooms were nice and all that other stuff. And then I get in the shower and I see it's just three bottles hanging on a little machine.
Yeah.
And anybody could take the top off. And I'm like, well, I don't have any meetings. I'm actually just driving home today. Could I go without showering the no hair I have? Probably.
Yes.
So I decided to just take the hand soap and just kind of put it on my head. Yeah. Same principle. I don't have any hair up there anyway.
No.
What am I worried about?
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know. Something about somebody else's shower makes me a little weird at that. So, and now that I know what a monstrous animal taking care of your own pool is, going in other pools makes me a little weirded out. I'll tell you a story about Great Wolf Lodge
right.
when we get back.
Yes.
I talked to...
I bet there was a distinct smell there, too.
If you think your hotel smells like chlorine,
yeah,
go to the Great Fucking Wolf Lodge.
Yes.
But they have to. And if it didn't smell... Like, if it didn't burn your nostril hairs when you walked in the door, I would have had serious reservations about ever stepping foot in that water. Because you think there's pee-pee poo-poo at the swim school, you should go to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh, God.
I think not only is there kid pee-pee poo-poo in there, I think there's some adult pee-pee poo-poo in there. I told you the story. There was a kid in there with his trousers just hanging off. He's like 13 years old. His hairy ass is just all in the water, and we all have to suffer and look at it. Listen, I was 13 once, too. I mean, you know.
Did you talk to our friend there?
What was
that her works name? There?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I talked to somebody else whose son was like he's a pool mechanic at the Great Wolf Lodge here in Georgia, and I'll tell you about that.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'll share a story with you. I probably should have told this back when I actually heard the story, which was like 7 months ago, but forgot about that. Okay, take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
Hey, Yeah, so there's this guy. I know a lady, and then she's got a son, and her son is a pool technician at one of these Great Wolf Lodges, the one that's
here.
Sounds
like you need to be talking to him.
Well, yeah, but I don't really want to talk to this lady all that much, okay. And I don't want to get a hold. It's a lady that I occasionally see at the Starbucks. She's an older lady, and I say hi to her. And then the other, and they're very, very sweet. It's a couple, and they're probably in their 70s, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. And she's been fighting cancer for like 7 years, and she's just fighting the good fight. And I really like these people; they're very sweet. I started seeing them when I started running down near the river, the Chattahoochee River.
Yeah.
And I would see them, and they were one of the only people that when I would wave, and I'd wave to everybody, that would wave back and say good morning. That's a good thing.
It is.
So then lo and behold,
it's part of the social contract.
That's right. It's part of the social contract. And when you and they were always very pleasant, at least when I was running by them, right? And it probably happened, if I ran 5 days a week, I probably saw them 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. I saw them a lot. And then lo and behold, I move here, and then I have this Starbucks up in the corner, and so I start going to that Starbucks, and about a month and a half after I start going to that Starbucks, I see them sitting in the corner. And so the first time I see them, I said, hey, good morning. And they say, hey, I'm not sure they know exactly who I am, you know, because we're not running, and, you know, it's a different setting, whatever.
Right, right.
But then the second time I see him, she says, you're the guy down at the park running. Uh-huh. And I was like stirring my coffee, they were sitting near it. I said, yeah, I am. And then we introduced. And so then therefore now the last 10 years, we see each other occasionally at Starbucks. So her son is a technician at the Great Wolf Lodge. Now, she showed me pictures that he had sent her of all of the equipment down below a Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh.
Holy shit. I think my pool is complicated. This is really complicated. I mean, it is just machine after machine after machine, all working hard to keep the pee-pee poo-poo at a minimum.
I can only imagine, too, because don't they have, like, slides and all water of it. Shooting out of things?
Yes, yeah. Pumps and different pools and... You know, but it all gets clarified in one clarifier.
Okay.
It's just one big chlorinated machine, essentially. And what I noticed in those pictures was something really interesting, is that in one of the pictures, he was standing by, like, this machine. Huge. I mean, the size of this room, right? Machine.
Yeah.
And essentially, it was like a Jandy filter. It was like the filter I have on my pool. It's just sucking water in, straining it, sending it back, you know. But then I imagine that is where the magic happens. That's where you get the chlorination that happens. There's like a place. And behind him, there were huge blue barrels that said chlorine on the side of them. So, and there was like hoses stuck in them, right?
Yeah.
So it's liquid chlorine that they are just dumping.
Just pumping in there at a certain ratio to water.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I thought that's good. Let's have that. Let's do that with my maybe that's where I should go. Just get a big blue barrel and pour it into the pool. And watch as it starts to sizzle. The pool just starts to like boil in a weird way. I like that. And I thought to myself, that is a good thing. Now, this guy gets paid really good money to be down there working on those pipes and hoses 24 hours a day, essentially. They're always working on it. When we went, we got a room on the top floor that overlooked. So the hotel is like in a big U shape, right? And in the middle, on the back, so it's a big U-shaped hotel. And then on the back side of it is the area where they have the pool, the park, the big water park.
Like the belly of the U?
The belly of the U.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
U. And then behind it right here is this huge water park.
Okay.
That's sitting under, you know, glass, essentially.
Yeah.
And then they have some outdoor stuff that goes on there, too. But it was cold when we went, so there was no outdoor stuff, just the indoor stuff. But you can look in. We were in the U.
I thought there was an outdoor thing to that story. There was like a convention of kids or somebody.
There were kids out there.
Yes.
What were they doing? Mini golf or something? And it was like -7 degrees out there. And there's like a splash pool and like the kids had their feet in it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on out there? Literally frozen water on the ground. Yeah. And these kids were out there splashing in the splash pool. Good for you. And that's when we went, it was so cold outside that, you know, they heat the water, but the water was still cold. Mm-hmm. It was so cold outside that I think they were having a hard time keeping it at a certain temperature because the heaters just weren't able to keep up with how cold it was outside. So it was a little bit uncomfortable, even when you were inside, because the air, the big glass dome they have over this is, you know, 50, 60 feet in the air. It is so ambient, like it's glass.
Yeah.
So the outside air is making the inside air cold, right? And so it was a little chilly right. on the inside, and then you got in the water and it wasn't so hot. It wasn't the most pleasant experience. But it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. I am on the top floor. I am looking down. The pool closes at 10, so it's maybe it's 11 o'clock at night. I look down, and I expected to see an army of people in there just like scrubbing away.
Yeah, cleaning.
Scrubbing away. I see one lady with like a garden hose. Like going like this on the floor. And I was like, maybe it's just a little bit too early for them to be. Yeah. Maybe they do it like dead of night.
Right.
So I made it a point when I got up to go to the bathroom at 2 a.m. and my prostate was yelling at me. I opened the curtains a little bit and I look in, same lady, different section of the floor, just shh. And I'm like, wait. You don't like fully scrub down this whole thing? You got to understand, if you've been to a Great Wolf Lodge, there are multiple pools and areas where you can go. There's a huge bar in the middle where some irresponsible yes. adults are not paying their attention to their children getting drunk.
That's where I would be.
That's where most people would be. Let's be real. Yeah. And by the way, packed. The bar was packed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody was trying to get at that bar. No one wanted to be
drink.
There. Yeah, I need a drink is right. You know, they got the big, you know, yard drinks. Yeah. You know, okay. So there's yard drinks, there's chicken fingers and pizza, there's, you know, there's all this big, you know, area where you can buy food and concessions, mm-hmm. and it's all mixing with the pool areas. There's not like a really distinct, here you sit and eat, here you go to the pool area.
So you could take food to the pool.
You could take food wherever you wanted to, basically. Okay. I mean, I think they highly discourage you from taking food into the pool. Mm-hmm. Right. That doesn't mean that kids don't do it. My own kids were doing
eating
it.
Eating pizza and nuggets.
Yes. There was like a little wave, like, you know, they had the infinity pools, like the beach pools, right? So it's a slow slope that just goes down into the water.
Uh-huh.
So we went over. You can't find a fucking seat because everybody gets there at 8 a.m. There's a line at 8 a.m. to run in and get your seat at the pretend ocean. God forbid. You have to sit one chair back from the pretend ocean in 30-degree weather and 20-degree water. So we're sitting by the kids area. There's a pool on this side, and you go to the kids area, you know, where the kids can go and little slides and water guns and stuff like that. And we found two chairs together. I told you about all this, like some lady moved our stuff.
Yes,
you know, it's
yes.
a big whole fucking to do. And you know, you don't want to get into a fight at the Great Wolf Lodge.
No,
likely
it's not
you're
a good look.
Yeah, you're gonna lose. These yeah. people have nothing. They have nothing to lose.
Right.
Some of them, they don't care. They're ready. They came here to fight. You know what I'm saying? They practice. They're like, all right. Someone takes our chair. I'm gonna go for the left. You go for the right. Get their food. Make sure you get their food. It's not all thing.
They were ready.
Yeah. Meanwhile, these people probably have more credit available on their credit card than I do. But anyway, wasn't that Mr. Beast? I saw him do an interview a couple months ago, and the guy said, well, you're a billionaire now. And he said, I'm a billionaire on paper, but I probably have way more credit card debt than you do. And he's like, I don't have any cash in my account.
Yeah.
I said, I feel you, Mr. Beast. I feel you. I'd still rather be you than me, but hey.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we're in this little area, and then we go to get some food because everyone's hungry, and you got it. And there's no tables to sit.
Yeah, you worked up an appetite.
We did. So we get the kids cheeseburgers and chicken fingers and all this other stuff, and there's sauces and drinks and French fries and greasy little fingers. And, you know, we didn't get a chair. Most people in this area wanted the chairs that were dry because if you sit close to where the chairs are like a little bit in the water, it's a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then all the kids have squirt guns, like these machine squirt guns, you know, stuck on a pole where they could go like this. So the entire time I'm eating, those little shits are just like spraying my food with water. Like, fuck you. Where are your parents?
At the bar.
At the bar. They're getting a yardin'.
Yeah.
They're getting a yardin' in the beer garden. Just watch some of these people walking around
with the yard.
Yarding.
That's hilarious. They have those things. That reminds me of like I don't know.
New Orleans.
Cancun.
Yeah.
Spring break, something.
Exactly. Yeah. They're selling hand grenades. Yeah. The Great Wolf Lodge. And, you know, milkshakes. And everyone's eating their pizza. It's like a bad movie sometimes for me in my head. Because, you know, I start getting, like, a little anxious about, like, everybody being dirty and weird. And, you know, it's just the way that I am. And so, I, you know, I see somebody doing something in my mind, like, zones in on it. You know, it's just not coming out of their nose. And I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Get me into the tub of chlorine. That's where I want to be.
Can I go underneath the pool?
Yeah, that feels safer to me than this. And then even, you know, when you get up in the room, you open the curtains and there they are. Just eating all their shit. Fuck you. That's the same place where I had to wait an hour and 80 minutes for a fucking pizza.
Yeah, I remember that.
It wasn't even good. It was, I paid $200 for it or something. Yeah. And I was watching as some lady was telling her kid just to stuff free drinks into a bag.
Yes.
And me and this other guy were like, I don't think we say anything in this situation. Like,
no, like you said, they're there to fight.
Yeah. I think she just got out of prison the way that she's hoarding food. I don't think we should say anything. I really don't. Yeah. It was a weird crowd. It was a weird crowd because you go and you drive. Because even though Great Wolf Lodge is extraordinarily expensive, and read any review about it, and you will know that it's extraordinarily expensive. It is not cheap. It is just as expensive as going to Disney World. It really is. I mean, we were there for one fucking night. I think we spent $1,200. It was crazy how much money we spent. $400 for the room, you know, $100 per ticket when you add on all the bullshits. And, you know, then you get lunch and then you get dinner. And it's just really pricey stuff. But I think because it's the Great Wolf Lodge and it's here and it's a novelty and, you know, I think people either save up to go do it or it feels affordable until you actually count up how much you spend afterwards.
Exactly.
Right. And so you drive into the parking lot, which was, I mean, it was hard to get in. The parking lot was hard to get into. Everyone was waiting in line. You see there's an array of cars. There's Range Rovers to, you know, Honda Accords from 2006 with no light bulb, right? I mean, it's like there is a range of cars. You can tell it's a good mix, a good slice of the demographic. And then you get in there and you can clearly see it's a good slice of the demographic. It's everybody, you know, all shapes, sizes, colors, creeds, whatever. And, you know, I just cannot believe how much money you really have to spend to get in there. You like, there's been this argument that's been going on online for a long time about Disney World, Disney the company, and how they keep raising prices year after year. Things get more expensive year after year. You get less and less year after year. And just like Las Vegas and its stated goal by some of these hedge funds that now own these big corporations out in Vegas, we don't need more gamblers. We need the right gamblers, right?
That makes sense.
They are angling to have less people in their operations, but those people are be spending more money. They want the whales, the sharks, the people who can afford to be there. And Disney, without saying it outright, has certainly taken the same road generally. And they're saying our parks are packed with people. It's making the experience less interesting. So we need a way for the sharks, the whales, to come in and spend the money. The people who are going to come here twice a year, once a year, you know, five times in 10 years, and spend a dick load of cash to stay at our nicest rooms, our most expensive stuff.
Go all out.
VIPs. Yes, go all out. Go to the nice restaurants. Spend $300 every day on fucking,
do the,
you know,
tea parties and all the experiences.
And maybe that means we have to price out the people who would come here once in a lifetime or once a decade or whatever. But we're willing to make that trade because we got to find a way to soften the crowds and get more money out of each person who walks in the door. You can argue with Disney all you want, but it's really just a business strategy and one that you might follow, one that Chanel follows, Cartier follows. I mean, a lot of these companies follow the same thing. They have scarcity and they raise their prices high and they make the experience pleasurable for everybody who can afford to do it. So Great Wolf Lodge seems like, at least on the surface, one of these places where everybody is welcome. The Six Flags of indoor water park operations. But it's really not. It's really fucking expensive is really what it is. They just get you in with the idea that it's going to be cheap. And then once you get there, you can't go anywhere. You're stuck. You're locked in this fucking building with 6,000 other people. And you can't go anywhere. So you got to spend $80 on a fucking pizza that takes you 3 hours to get. And that's life, kids. That's life in a nutshell.
Is Whitewater still around?
Yes.
Okay. Where is it?
In Cobb County.
It is.
Cobb Parkway.
I mean, I remember going as a kid, but I've never really seen it again since then.
By some people,
I guess I just haven't driven by it.
By some people's standards, at least at one time, one of the biggest and best water parks in the country.
Yeah, it was a big deal when I was a kid. But so are they, I mean, obviously you can't, that's outdoors.
That's all outdoors.
That's Great Wolf has the indoor.
Has indoor.
Option.
So it's 365.
Yeah. If it's raining, if it's
any of it.
Too hot, too cold.
You just
whatever.
Go.
Yeah.
That's it. You can just go at any time. And I would imagine that the winter time is probably more crowded.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also imagine that people go all times of the year because it's temperature controlled. So they have it. Whitewater's different. Whitewater's open from like Memorial Day to Labor Day. And that's it. And, you know, Whitewater, Six Flags, I'm sorry, but the experience is just a little miserable, and it's not a place I like to go anymore. I will go because I have children, and I want them to ride the roller coasters, and I like to ride the roller coasters, the roller coasters, as I would say.
I love those.
I do, but it's not a pleasurable experience because, in general, the parks are shitty. They're just shitty, they're dirty, they're not well-maintained, and it doesn't feel great. Like, there's nothing special about going to a Six Flags. It's you go to ride the roller. You go for the 1 minute of enjoyment on each roller coaster once an hour, right? You stand in line for an hour, you take a minute to go on a roller coaster, and then you get off. And the food is shitty, and it smells weird, and it's dirty, and there's garbage everywhere, and people running amok. And, you know, I think there were like 4 shootings there last year. I mean, they had to hire a bunch. Well, now at the Six Flags here in Georgia, you cannot be under the age of 16 years old and go by yourself. You cannot. Period. End of sentence. You have to be with an adult. That adult has to be 21 or older. If you're not their parent, you have to have like signed paperwork. And one 21-year-old adult can only be responsible for 3 underage people at a time. That is it. So it's like, you know, they got pretty strict on it. They also hired a bunch of more like Cobb County police officers to roam the park because last year they had some real fucking problems. These teenagers go there and they fucking wild out. And they wild out and some numbnuts brings a gun and starts shooting everybody or shooting in the air or whatever he was doing. And people get hurt. I don't want to bring my kids to that shit. No way.
No, they needed to clean it up.
They needed to clean it. That's right. Needed to clean it up. And there was a company who bought Six Flags recently. The whole operation, I can't remember the name of it. Is it, it's not Hershey's. What's that park up in King's Dominion? No. There's a company, like another amusement company bought Six Flags.
Oh, really?
Six Flags was hurting, and they promised to make additional investments and additional security and make it better. And I hope they do, because when I was a kid, Six Flags was something fucking special. I'd like to go there.
I loved it.
It wasn't Disney World, but it didn't need to be Disney World. They had bigger, better roller coasters, and you went for a different reason, but you still had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, you saw Daffy Duck, and that was it. You know what I'm saying? You saw Daffy Duck, and you could take some pictures. And you could have a good time, and everyone was excited.
Yeah. They'd take your pictures as you were going on the roller coaster. Remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody.
And then you had that whole make-out boat, the little, you know, everyone made out on the make-out boat, famous. Now they have cameras in there. I'm sure there's pervs in there. But that wasn't the point. The point was you could go there as a teenager, as a little teen, like, you know, 12, 13 years old. Your parents could drop you off, and you come pick you up at the end of the day, and everyone was having a good time. Not anymore. Because fucking some shithead brings a gun to Six Flags, and then other shitheads at the front of Six Flags don't check for guns, I guess. I don't know. And everyone's having a miserable time. And then can they clean up the garbage? Can you clean up the garbage? Just like once an hour. Just stop by a trash can and pick up some fucking trash. Honestly. If you have time to lean, you have time to clean.
Wow.
Wow. I sound 68 right now.
Yeah. We've really gone down
I'd like to
tangent here.
Take a moment to thank our newest sponsor, Six Flags, over Georgia. I heard one of their commercials in our show a couple weeks ago. And it got me thinking, should I write into them? Hey, you run ads on my show. Could you clean up the park a little bit? All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
TCB is terrible. This show is fucking bad. I'd like to punch Brian's mouth. This podcast is kind of sad. Is this what we think is funny now? How do I turn it off? My ears are saying ow. Stop laughing at yourself. Are these two making sense? At least I didn't pay. I am deaf in my defense. TCB is terrible. That is being kind. Both the hosts are idiots. They left the funny behind. What is this show about? It's offensive to my soul. Brian is a hack. These two aren't funny and so old. Why all the hype? How did this get made? So many episodes, none of which are great. TCB is terrible. Worst show you could do. TCB is terrible. Worst to you.
Go, girls!
Worst to you.
Get them, girls! All right! Thanks for lifting us up on the platform today, girls. So, on a totally different subject, I see that we've now won the war in Iran, and everything seems to be so much better. We're now only have to pay Iran $1 million to send our ships through.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a fucking nightmare. I mean, honestly. Love him or hate him. I mean, we just got to, like, put him in a senior citizen home where he belongs. He needs to go down to the villages. He likes that Florida, doesn't he?
He does.
Send him down to the villages. Mm-hmm. I mean, finally, even some Republicans are talking straight sense. And they're like, well, the 25th Amendment is there just in case. Maybe we should talk about it. Because what a fucking nightmare. Listen, I don't argue. I don't argue with one thing. I think I'm gonna shoot you straight. I am not a Trump fan, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
However, I do agree that past presidents for many, many years, 47 by my count, have ignored the fact that there is a theocracy in Iran that has become increasingly dangerous and working toward becoming a nuclear-capable regime. Mm-hmm. And that is just not sufferable because that puts everybody in the region, everybody in the world in so much danger. They just don't think straight. This theocracy doesn't think straight. And they have killed their own citizens in mass when they try and say anything about it. And they treat women less than humans. I mean, it's just terrible, terrible, terrible. It's a terrible regime, just like the Maduro regime was terrible in Venezuela. But if right before we decided to bomb them back to the Stone Age, his words, not mine, there was a deal on the table where we could have gotten rid of all that nuclear fissile material and put it somewhere safe and kept an eye on them in return for the agreement that we would not bomb them back to the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Then why did we then decide to bomb them back to the Stone Age? It doesn't make much sense because now we are so much worse off than we were in the first place. Now the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 80% of the world's oil. Not our oil, but 80% of the world's oil.
Which affects our prices too.
Correct. Because there's a petrodollar in the world. That means that if the demand is high and the supply is low somewhere, the demand is high and the supply is low everywhere. That's the way it works with the petrodollar. And it's been that way for years and years and years. As long as I've been alive, and I've been alive for 120 years. So now, it used to be, just a short 3 weeks ago, that those ships could go anywhere they wanted in the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran, for the most part, left them alone, with the exception of the Houthis, which sometimes would throw some drone-like attacks at people, but they were being taken care of. We were bombing them already. And the Houthis are an Iranian arm. They're being funded by Iran. But okay, that's neither here nor there. Let's just talk about the Iranian regime. For the most part, the Strait of Hormuz was unaffected, unmolested by anything that was going on, and the oil was being carried left and right, back and forth, all the time. 100 ships, by some count, a day would go by. Now, there are hundreds of ships on each side of the Strait of Hormuz that have been sitting there for 3 weeks or longer because the Iranians were attacking them if they were going through, saying, it is closed, kids. It's closed for business as long as we're taking bombs straight up the ass. We're not going to do it. We're not going to let your ships go through. Now, apparently, Donald Trump has just announced a joint venture with Iran for the Straits of Hormuz, where Iran will get paid $1 million per ship that passes through those shipping lanes. And that is a joint venture where the joint part is not quite clear.
Yeah.
Because we're not getting paid anything. We've bombed the holy hell out of Tehran, and now we've agreed that we're going to pay to reconstruct it. We have pissed off an entire nation of people because we have been killing innocent civilians all along the way. And we have irreparably damaged our friends and allies in the Middle East, some of whom I have a hard time calling friend or ally, but you get the point, right? Mm-hmm. Places like Dubai and UAE and Kuwait, now they have suffered damages also, which I'm sure that we're going to have to pay for too, because they didn't choose to get into the war. And they also, places like UAE and Dubai, it was a panacea for technology and people and expats to go move. It's basically 80% Americans that lived in Dubai. But by some estimates, 20% of those people have already left, and they may not come back because they're afraid it's going to happen again, right? And still, we're no closer to really figuring out what happened with the nuclear fissile material, because Iran says in their statement that we agreed to continue to let them enrich uranium. And we said in our statement, or Trump said in his statement, that they agreed to allow us to have the material and they would never enrich again. So it doesn't even sound like there's an agreement really on the table. This is insanity.
It really
is. This is not how diplomacy works. And there's a reason why it's worked the same way for hundreds of years. You want to know why? Because it fucking works. Everyone shuts their mouth, they close the doors, and they figure out what the real issues are, and they try and come to an agreement. Does it work perfectly every time? No, of course it doesn't. Do you need to act tough sometimes? Of course you do. That's negotiation in general. But do you send out Truth Socials every 5 seconds and hope that literally the world is going to capitulate to your every wish and demand, which changes every 30 fucking seconds because you have dementia and you can't get your thoughts straight? I don't blame you, dude. You're old. It's just what happens to old people. But I don't think you should be running the most powerful nation or military in the world right now. Really don't. I think that those people, even the Republicans who are talking about the 25th Amendment, have an argument to be made now. At first, I was like, this is why people hate the fucking Democrats and the Republicans, because anytime something bad happens, we're going to, take them out of office.
Yeah.
And the most extreme use case comes about. But now I'm like, you might have a point. You might have a point here,
yeah,
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, I agree. God.
Yeah, it is insane.
Well, like you said yesterday, when Alex Jones, of all people, is calling for it.
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson. People I do not ideologically line up with in any circumstance, really, quite frankly. People that I detest at some point, at some level. They are saying things that are starting to make sense. Marjorie fucking Taylor Greene sounds like the biggest adult in the room because she is speaking clearly. I am not a fan of hers, but I am saying ever since she left office, ever since she just said that she was going to leave office, this whole Epstein thing came about, she has been saying some really common sense things. And one of the things she's saying is He's having trouble. He's not mentally well. And even less so than he was 4 years ago or 2 years ago or 3 weeks ago. He's losing it and he's sundowning. And when every time he suns down, he starts tweeting out these insane things.
All the things.
Yes. And he's going to get us all in big fucking trouble. We're in a situation that's really tenuous right now with Iran and the whole world, but it could be much worse. It could be worse. And before it gets there, I don't know. I really hope that the Congress, on a bipartisan way, comes together and they decide to put a cap on this. Like, you cannot launch military strikes unless we approve. That's it. Period. End of sentence. Sorry, Charlie. You've lost, you know, it's like you've lost your privileges. You've lost your military privileges.
Yes.
I don't know how they do that, but it just feels very scary to me. I don't want to have to sit down with my children one of these days and watch us blowing up the rest of the world and the world trying to blow us up and say, hey, kids, it was good while it lasted. Unfortunately, you won't be part of it. Like, that doesn't sound great to me, right? But things were scary. As 8 o'clock was approaching last night, I was getting nervous.
Yeah,
I was getting nervous.
I know.
I was getting nervous that that we were going to turn on the TV and see something really bad. But I also, 50% of me knew that Trump almost never follows through on what he says he's going to do. So it was kind of like, hey, what?
Yeah.
There's still a good chance he backs out. And he did.
Yep.
With absolutely no agreement in place. I just point that out to you. There's no agreement in place. There's two different sides telling two different stories. And Israel doesn't even agree to any of this. And it's like, holy shit, this is going to all start up again in 2 weeks. And we're going to be in the same place we were before. Pray for the world and pray for this country, because we are in some big shits right now. Meanwhile, there's kids who don't get lunch anymore for free because, you know, we took that away from them. And
I can't believe
lots
that.
Of people without health care, and there's no Department of Education. And, you know, I read that RFK Jr., you know, one of my favorite kooks in the fucking in the administration, took away the CDC's monkeypox and rabies division. He closed it down, the monkeypox and rabies division. So, you know,
why?
All those monkeys that are breeding down in Florida and jumping all over people's boats. Have you seen this?
No.
You haven't seen this?
No.
There's a Crystal Springs, Florida, I think is what it's called. There's a certain part of Florida that you can go to. I bet Sean knows about this. South Georgia Sean knows about this. There's lots of videos out there you can watch too online. Maybe I'll show you when we get done here. You go down these Crystal Spring rivers, and then at some point there are literally hundreds of monkeys, wild monkeys, that jump out of the trees into the water, trying to scare you to get away from their territory. Yes. Some people think it's cute. They take videos of it. I would be scared. I'm not hanging around while no wild monkeys jump on top of me.
No.
Yeah. Those things will rip your face off. They don't care. And they're the kind of big teeth too, like, you know, and they're down there breeding wild.
Okay.
And, so, you know, monkeypox right around the corner, and we don't have anybody or anything to protect us from that now.
What was his reasoning for taking those away?
I guess monkeypox doesn't exist, or maybe you need to get monkeypox so you can be immune to monkeypox. It's always his reasoning, you know, the body will heal itself, you know.
Drink
colloidal silver.
Yeah.
Some shit like that.
Eat a ton of red meat.
Speaking of monkeypox, did you see in Atlanta they found a wild anaconda on the...
On the Beltline.
On the Beltline,
yes.
A Burmese python that was like 15 feet long.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I saw a video of that too. And
that's
it was right
crazy.
Near where I used to live.
Wow.
Right
yeah,
there.
I saw that. I saw it.
Right
yeah.
there, yeah.
That's quite amazing, actually. I didn't know that we had... snakes that big in Atlanta.
I know. Well, somebody thought that it was, well, they were saying they thought it was, that had escaped from somebody's, a pet, but.
Who keeps a 15-foot Burmese python as a pet?
Yeah. People do keep weird stuff.
I know, but you know, I lived with a Burmese python once. He wasn't my roommate. I actually had a roommate and he had the Burmese
yes.
python. But we kept them small just by feeding him essentially once a month, right? And you just keep them small. You feed them and they grow. You don't feed them, they stay small.
Well, I guess maybe he might have escaped. It might have escaped. I'm not sure if it was a girl or a boy, but it escaped and then maybe lived in the wild and ate a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So crazy.
I mean, I know we have some big snakes around here. I've seen one. I've got one living under my deck. I'm sure of it.
Oh.
Positive. I hear it sometimes. I'm like, I just don't tell my family. Ooh. I mean, I just told them, but yeah. 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 Wake up one day and find a snake on the side of your house.
Have you seen any of the skin?
No, because I don't go under there.
Right.
But my dog does, and I'm just praying. I'm just praying that snake is hungry one day. No, but I did see some. Actually, that's not true. One day I did see skin under the pool house, but it didn't look like the skin that I think from the same snake because it was small skin. And I think we got a big one. I think we got a big one living under the porch. Yeah. But I think it's a king snake. And so I'm not too worried about it because it's taking care of the rats and the mice and whatever.
Okay.
Saw a cat the other day in the backyard. Black cat, white tail in the backyard chasing the chipmunks around. So I had to go out there and shoo it off. And then 2 days later, it came back. And I was like, get out of here. I got so many chipmunks living in my backyard.
You do.
That it's like, I don't want that cat out there killing those chipmunks. Let them be. They're all over the place. The chipmunks are under the pool. I know. I watch them. Like, I have, you know, cement, patio cement. There's a little, you know, the breaks in the cement, right? And I watch every morning as one chipmunk stands out there watching guard and then occasionally just go under the pool and then it comes back up and then it watches guard and then just goes back under the pool. And I'm like, what's going on? One of these days I'm going to wake up and that pool's going to have no water in it and there's going to be like a chipmunk house.
Old apartment.
I know. There's going to be 100 chipmunks in my pool splish splashing in the remaining water. They're trying to get at it. I'm sure of it. It's fun. We have a good
time.
We have a good time here at the house. That's what it is.
It did all circle back to the pool.
It always does. I try and always bring it back around, kids. That's how I do it. We went from my pool to indoor swimming to my hotel proclivities.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Six Flags water. White water.
Straits of Hormuz. It's a water themed show.
It is. Yeah,
yeah. It's just a water themed show. That's what it is. All right, Chrissy and I will be back here tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Please join us. And then it looks like we'll be back Monday.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
We'll be back Monday of next week as I get ready to do some traveling. So the schedule will adjust from here to there, but you'll figure it out. We'll all figure it out together. We'll keep you posted. So join us and we love you. And if you're writing in, if you're like chatting in the chat room, I'm sorry we can't respond to you right now. Something happened with our in studio visuals here and we're not really sure what that is.
Technical things aren't our strong suit.
No. But I'll figure it out and hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to chat back at you, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So do us a favor. Go to our Instagram at The Commercial Break. You can also follow Chrissy and I personally, TCB Chrissy, Brian W. Green. And then you can go to our website, tcbpodcast.com, for more information about the show, all the audio, all the visual right there. You can also get your free sticker by hitting the contact us button. Drop down menu says, I want my free sticker. Give us your address and we'll send you one. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to get there, so don't be impatient, please. And when I say takes 2 to 3 weeks, I mean, that's about on average how much I check the email.
Every 2 to 3 weeks.
YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak. You can find us live there. You can also catch us streaming on Twitch and restream.io. Oh, tomorrow, remind me to talk to you about Zoltan. Zoltan's coming to Atlanta.
Zoltan.
All right, good old Zoltan.
Okay.
Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
Tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Remember to clean your pool, kids.
Goodbye.
Bye.